Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud. Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for joining us. This is Loud and Local on The Rock, featuring music born right here in the Great Pacific Northwest. 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local, 11 p.m., the realm of all that is local here in the Northwest, the good stuff. The stuff that may be a bit unpolished, the stuff recorded in the basements, or, that's just floating around the blogosphere here in the Northwest. So my name is Kevin Deers, and I am proud to present to you 1 hour in the end of your Sunday, the end of your weekend, ending on a awesome note. This week, we have a killer band in the studio by the name of He Whose Ox Is Gored. We'll be talking to them in just a few. I wanted to start the show off with a couple bands that I've really been digging lately. First off is a band called Christian Mistress, all the way from Olympia. They have a brand new record out on Relapse. This is a song called Lone Wild. Very, very cool stuff. It's Loud and Local.
The eye is watching me. Where can I go where there is nothing to see? Is it all yourself? Are you under its spell? Does it radiate all that you know? Like night, how to find the life beyond the line that creeps in the mind.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
I'm local. Do you recognize that music? It's time for Stone Cold Steve Austin to whoop your ass. No, no. It is Loud and Local. 206-253-425, 360, whatever. All the area codes unite. 11 p.m. is when we play local stuff. And that was a band called Young Evils coming out of the West Seattle area. Before that, Christian Mistress from Olympia. All the good stuff tonight. And I'm not going to take up too much of your time talking about the music because we want the music to speak for itself. So we got He Whose Ox Is Gore debuting some stuff from their new record. We're going to talk all about it in just a few. Again, it is Loud and Local. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Yeah, groovin'. It is Loud and Local, 11 p.m. here on KISW. And, you know, I don't mean to be too corny or anything. I know it's probably very flattering to hear this, and I'm not trying to suck up to him, but we have a band in the studio, He Whose Ox Is Gore, that legitimately released one of my favorite records of the year, and I know it's only October, but it's certainly going to be in the top 10 list for Loud and Local records of the year. He Whose Ox Is Gore, welcome to Loud and Local, my friends.
Thank you.
We wrote it for you, Kevin.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, it's good to have you guys up here. You guys, the last time you guys were up here was when the almighty Jolene was the host.
Yes.
Oh, we love Jolene.
Lovely lady.
Absolutely. So shout out to Jolene. She held it down for a very long time, but is a new era of Loud and Local. We usher in the new era with He Whose Ox Is Gordon and a new record. So why don't you reintroduce yourselves and what you do for the Ox?
My name is Michael Sparks Jr., and I play bass guitar, and it's fine.
I'm Quite Lisa really Mungo, like and I play Sims.
My name is Brian McClellan, B-Town if you nasty, and I play guitar.
Oh, we nasty.
I play guitar and I yell about things sometimes.
Right on.
Only sometimes.
So you're the guy yelling when we're trying to decipher what you're saying on the record.
Usually, yeah.
Cool.
Usually.
So this new album, it's beautiful. The artwork is beautiful. The music is great, and it's out on Bleeding Light Records. How did you guys get in cahoots with Bleeding Light? Because they're from Arizona, is that correct?
Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter.com, nice. The website. Have you heard of it?
http://www.twitter.com.
It's secured.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a check mark next to your Twitter? Are you guys like verified?
We're working on it. Jesus.
Celebs.
Are we verified? Should we get verified?
I think
it adds a little bit more legitimacy to
I think Brian
everything.
Was just was talking about True Detective or something on Twitter. Probably, knowing him. And what? Paul Hurt was messing around with you on Twitter, and that's how you guys first came to know each other.
Yeah, Paul and I, we met, we were talking about something. We were watching TV in the middle of the night. I think we were watching Breaking Bad at the time.
Oh, Breaking Bad.
Yeah, and I think it was the final season of Breaking Bad, and I would come home from work and watch
season.
It.
So good.
Kind of dark.
Yeah.
There are no good guys. Yeah. No good guys.
Just
at all.
A little.
That's a spoiler, though.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, it's awesome.
But we were just talking about that online, back and forth on Twitter, and then he shot us an email and was like, "Hey, do you wanna talk about like records and stuff?" We were like, "Yeah, totally.
Let's be friends."
Yeah, let's be friends.
So how long was the process of recording it and it's now how long did it take to come to fruition? What am I even saying? I'm a little fanboy over here.
It was about 10 years.
Yeah, it was like 1500 years.
Sorry, it was almost 11, I think.
Yeah, well, something like that. You think about Moses, you think about, you know, the ark, the great ark.
This is he whose ox is yours, opus, then.
Yeah.
Righteous.
Yeah, we had a number of EPs previously that we had worked on, and when it came to... You know, when we thought about making our first record, we wanted to kind of take some time with it. So it took us about a year in the studio to record.
I think it's a year and a half, actually.
Well, it's worth it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Absolutely. So we're going to play a couple songs from it. And Oathbreaker is the intro first track on the record and then into Omega. So it's Oathbreaker and Omega. And this is He Whose Ox Is Gored. If you have any questions, 206-421-ROCK. We see a couple callers right now. We'll get to you in just a second. So hang on the line. Again, it is He Whose Ox Is Gored on Loud and Local. Yeah, you guys are celebs. All right. Here we go.
We'll be right back. I don't know if reggae is really the good music to kind of contrast there, but it's He Who's Ox is Gordon Newton music.
Well, Ja Love, but, you know,
Ja Love.
One love.
Boomba clap.
Blah, blah, blah.
The Camel, the Lion, the Child, available now on Bleeding Light Records. Let me see if I can do this. HWOIG.com.
Yeah,
buddy. Website. You'll love it.
That's the website. He Who's Ox is Gord. They've been in Seattle for few years now, you guys.
150 years.
150 years.
Yes.
Damn.
We're very tired.
So you guys called me today from a different area code. Where are you guys from? Ryan?
All of us? We're
from
everywhere.
You all called me with... Yeah. Anyways, Brian, you called me from a different area code. I was like, who?
Yeah.
What?
Huh? Yeah, New Mexico.
Okay.
Originally New Mexico.
And we're all from California.
Yeah. Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Sweet. And
So that's fun.
So Lisa and Brian, you guys live at a space that does shows.
Well, and they
we're a part of a collective that runs a venue.
That's so rad. That's so cool. So you get to see a lot of really good shows, and you get to be around music all the time. You guys are going to be out on tour in 2 days.
Yes,
going out on the road.
You know, I could die before then, which would be helpful.
It helps, I think. nice.
So dark.
Sorry about that.
Just being around the venue all the time and then getting on the road, you know, it's not much different. But I do appreciate just going someplace and doing a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. Get to see all our friends on the road.
That's going on a place and doing a thing.
It's very specific.
Let's be more vague.
It's a contingency between, like, you know, being, like, surrounding yourself with music all the time, and so tour doesn't really feel much different.
Correct.
Than what we do, like, any given day.
I feel it.
Yeah,
it's a really interesting vibe because it's, you know, you tour enough and it goes from being, you know, when you first start touring, it's like, oh man, it's like this crazy fun vacation with your friends. And it is. There's always that, like, element of it.
Yeah.
And then when you do it enough, you start to, you know, hopefully get a little bit better at it. You look at it like, you know, you have your responsibilities. You got to do X, Y, and Z every day.
But this is what you were meant to be. This is what you were meant to do. You're just in your form, dude.
Yeah.
I'm just lousy at everything else. So, I mean, I really hope this works out.com. So.
Also, lousy? I mean, what is this, a J.D. Salinger?
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's wonderful.
Lousy. That's funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got another song by He Who's Ox is Gord off the record, The Camel, the Lion, the Child. This is Zelotype. Is there anything you want to say about this song before we jump into it?
I just hope to talk more before it starts.
All right. Keep going. I'm giving you the floor.
Anyway, this song is really good. It's Zelotype. It's super rad. Just no, I don't have anything. So.
All right. It's He Who's Ox is Gord here on Loud and Local. Thanks for listening.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
It's Heathen Sox's Gourd. from Jamaica. No, from here, from Seattle, from the Seattle area.
On the beach.
Right near the beach.
Hell yeah. So we're having fun and we're hanging out. The music is a little gloomy, a little doomy, but we're having a good time. Smiles are all around. We're drinking some coffee a little bit late in the evening. But
too much coffee.
You guys talked about, we're just talking about how you're going to make t-shirts tonight. Are you guys going to go yeah. home and
speaking of coffee.
And pull an all-nighter?
Yeah.
Because your tour is starting in 2 days, man.
Yeah, yeah. Tuesday morning early.
I'm gonna make all of the shirts. I'm going to go to the warehouse and make all of the shirts for tour tonight.
Nice.
Yeah. It's fun. I actually really enjoy it. It's like a fun craft kind of project, you know?
I feel it.
Something really cool about like making something yourself and like being able to give that to people, you know?
I hear you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just kidding.
That's why I make porno. What?
Wonderful.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you guys recently did a tour with Mutoid Man. Tell me about that tour. Because
I love those
super
guys.
Super unfriendly people.
Yeah, the really? Worst. They're the absolute the worst.
The worst.
Isn't yeah. that a dude from Cave-In, right?
Yeah.
Steven?
Steven Brodsky.
Yeah.
Steven.
Steven.
Steven Brodsky.
There's another R in there.
So tell me about that tour. It did pretty well, obviously, right? I saw some of the shows that you guys played. Totally sold out or totally packed at least.
They were fine, and Steven, Ben, and Nick are just like tops, like 10 people who've been doing it for years and years and years, and the shows were a lot of fun, and I don't know, it was just so good. Like couldn't ask for anything more.
Cool. So yeah. This time you guys are going to be going out on your own.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to fail, you know. But we feel
let's hope
good.
Not. Let's hope not. Let's hope not. Fingers crossed. Okay, so you're in support of the new record, and are you guys going to have that available on tour? Do you guys have
oh,
all
yeah.
the copies?
Yeah.
No, cool. you actually can't get it anywhere.
Oh. Yeah.
We're going to have some copies sorry. With us, so definitely come on out to these shows. You can see all that information on hwig.com/shows, and it'll tell you about our tour, and when we're coming to your city or anywhere near you, come on out and say hello, and we'll have a record for you.
Right on. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the big record release show here in Seattle, so stick around. It is Loud and Local.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Just under 15 minutes left of the show. It's Loud and Local, 1 hour of local stuff to end your weekend on the right note. And he who's ox is gored. It's been awesome. A pleasure to have these people up here in the studio hanging out with me. Thank you guys for coming up.
Yeah.
We feel good about you, too.
It's a romance fest. Very awesome.
Very emotional.
The new record is called The Camel, The Lion, The Child. You can check it out. You can go to hwoig.com. You can go to Bleeding Light Records recording website. You can order it from them. You can see them on tour. If you're not listening from the Northwest, they'll be in your area. And they will also be in the Northwest on December 6th. Tell me about this gig.
It's our record release.
Yeah, we're doing. We're putting out the official release for Camel Lion Child at Barboza December 6th with our friends in New Axe Eyes and Nudes.
It's going to be amazing. Like
I love those bands.
Such a great group of dudes.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about Nudes.
Yeah, they're awesome. Our roommate plays drums in that band, and just seeing them every time, their singer's like super animated, and they're just really fun. You know, we wanted to like, that was part of it too. We wanted to like reach out and kind of grab like some of these bands that we haven't had a chance to play with before. That
totally.
They're really high energy, and you know, finally get some shows together with them.
Well, and New Wax Eyes too are magnificent. Like,
yeah,
they just came out with a new 180-gram vinyl. Like record that's so cool.
Is that out?
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting that.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited about that. I'm really excited about
it. It's really good. Sonny Mishra like puts that out on his new record label.
Oh, awesome. Great.
Righteous.
Yeah.
Android.
Cool.
It's all a family, man. And that's cool that you're going to be able to focus on some of the bands that you enjoy that you haven't been able to play with. So again, that's December 6th at Barboza, which is a part of Numos.
Yeah.
Just underneath Numos. So it's going to be great. You guys are out on tour in 2 days. Good luck with that. Any last shout outs or anything you want to say before we get into the last song here on Loud and Local?
I just want to say thanks to our buddy Paul. From Bleeding Light Records. He's one of our good buds, and we couldn't have put this out without him and Robert Cheek, who helped us record it, Matt Bayless, Randall Dunn, Blake Bickle, all of our
John O'Connell.
John Bro. He plays drums in our band. Keith Tucker.
Yeah.
He hangs out.
He's a tired guy that we like.
A lot of good friends on the record. We just want to say thanks to everyone for helping us get it out.
And thank you for having us tonight.
Yeah. Of course. Man. Like I said.
I'm pretty sure we're going to get a place together after this, actually.
Oh, yeah?
It might be silly to you, but it's real to me, so.
We'll talk. We'll exchange numbers. Okay, cool. Well, it's going to be one more song by these guys, and you definitely need to check them out. They're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're all over the web. Order their record. Like I said, one of my top favorite records of the year. I'm definitely going to be doing a Loud and Local Top 10 of the Year, and this will be near the top of it. So again, it's He Who's Ox Is Gored. This last song is called Cairo. Check it out. It's Loud and Local.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Did you find yourself a liar, a fictional supplier of mythology to call your own? Or a way to spend the hours in between the lonely towers that you call your work and call your home? Have you seen the dimming lights that shine from a starlit night and thought about the star you are on your own? Or have you given up on life and waiting for another try at home? This one like an old dusty coat. Well, I know that you are not alone. Of the general's position on the war that would never end. And did he mention the direction of the latest insurrection, all the dollars that were gonna spend? And did he look upon the sun and smile down on everyone to let us know that we're gonna win? And did he shed a single tear to mark the passing of the year to the day that we lost our friend? Well, I know that you are not alone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.